This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, one and all. Once again, a warm welcome to the show that goes like this this evening. I am Ben Simmons with you now on the Phoenix airwaves up until 8 o'clock. So keep it here. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, also available on smart speaker, and if you want to see the goings on in the studio, the webcam is available at mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM. But you probably knew that already if you're tuned in whatever way you're doing so. Very grateful to have your company tonight. It's a bit thundery tonight. I saw a hint of lightning. It felt muggy on my way in. A couple of thunderclaps. A little bit scary. That will be incorporated into the show a little bit later on as well. What else can we look forward to on tonight's broadcast? As ever, there's some ridiculous holidays, some worthy holidays as well. We'll talk about holidays that are celebrated on this day. We'll look at celebrity birthdays as well. We'll pay a couple of visits to the weird world of news. There will be another episode of Bic Lol as well. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, the quiz that has gripped the nation on these airwaves over the last few years. That is back again tonight with a competitor taking part just about 7 o'clock this evening. Something to look forward to. There is an intense debate already raging on the Twitterverse due to a poll I put up. In the run-up to tonight's show, you'll have to have a look at Ben Sim Radio to get a sneak peek before I talk about it on these airwaves in about half an hour's time. And loads of great music as well, because I will happily share with you that the 9th of May is Hooray for Buttons Day! Yes, felt that pause was necessary for dramatic intent. Not only is it Hooray for Buttons Day, these are genuine holidays, it is also Lost Sock Day! That is infuriating, isn't it? When you get a load of washing out, put it all out to dry somewhere or put it away in like, why is there a sock on its own? I put pairs of socks in this wash. What has happened? They get eaten somewhere, don't they? There's some sort of gremlins in the system that just removes socks occasionally. But yes, Lost Sock Day also occurs today. There are other holidays to tell you about, but with it being Hooray for Buttons Day and Lost Sock Day, I thought I would celebrate clothing and accessories musically throughout tonight's show. So that's where we're going. Huge thanks, as ever, to Joe Bailey for another wonderful drive time show, getting you all home safely through the trials and tribulations of whatever local incidents, traffic and travel has to offer. But she will be back again tomorrow from 3 o'clock, so catch Joe Bailey on drive time again tomorrow at 3. But what are we doing musically to start off then? Clothing and accessories related music. All of which has been suggested by you fabulous Leg End listeners, and huge thanks to Phil Lunn, who suggested this one that I thought was so good it needed to be played right at the top of the show.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the cut. book. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far, and I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
What a corker to get us started. Thanks again to Phil Lum for suggesting that on social media in the run-up to tonight's show. You'll have to stay tuned to see if your suggestion makes it into the official playlist this evening. It could well do. There's an awful lot of suggestions from an awful lot of lovely Lego and listeners. Thank you so much. Yes, if you just missed what's happening at the top of the show, there'll be celebrity birthdays, Weird World of News, BitLaw will be back. There's an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. We'll look at ridiculous holidays and play loads of great music, most of which has been suggested by yourselves. Thank you so much to everybody that's got involved with this show. We love to encourage interactivity on the show that goes like this. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page and my Ben Simmons personal page. You can reach me at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. If you go there right now, you can get a sneak preview into the intense debate that will be raging throughout tonight's show before I talk about it, because I'm not talking about it just yet. But I am excited that this will be happening again in about 45, 50 minutes' time.
Not true. Impossible!
I'm on edge here, but my heart's pounding. Come on, that music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Oh.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed through all of that.
Yes, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends returns at 7 o'clock tonight. Definitely stay tuned for this one, and you will find whether somebody else can soar to the top of the leaderboard or sink to the bottom. If you go to my blog on the Phoenix FM website, you can see all previous episodes of this show are available for download and to listen to at your leisure. But also, there's the link to the Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends table, which you can catch up with as well. If you've ever been involved, you may want to have a look at it. So see how you're doing. I think some 26 competitors have taken part. It'll be the 27th in about 45 minutes' time. Very, very exciting. We need some more music that was suggested by Mr. Paul Milton near King's Lynn. Thank you so much to you, Paul. Time for Brian Hyland. Clothing related, obviously.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
1, 2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ryan Highland enjoying the delights of an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. I'm not suggesting Brian was a cross-dresser. I'm suggesting he was enjoying looking at someone else who was wearing it and singing about them. There we go. Anyway, it's already nearly 6:15. How 15 minutes of this show virtually gone so far? It's flying by for me. Keep it here, 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. It's the 9th of May. It's Hooray for Buttons Day. It's Lost Sock Day. But what else is it? I said there were worthy holidays as well. The 9th of May is National Teacher Day. Oh yes, so that is a worthy cause, isn't it? I had some teachers who were fabulous at my school that will always remain in my memory, and I will think fondly of them. I've been back to the school a few times and caught up with a few old teachers. It's kind of strange seeing your teachers get much older when you become an adult, and obviously you're kind of locked in time for the 7 years you attended secondary school. And you kind of want to remember your teachers as they were then, but everybody gets older, don't they? But yes, still, I've enjoyed the reunions we've had. I'm sure everybody does to some extent, but yeah, fantastic. So yes, National Teacher Day today. Celebrate your teachers. You've already got home from school. You probably knew that this morning. It's a bit late to do anything about it now. Unless your favourite teacher gave you homework and you don't like them quite as much. Also, though, this week in the world of holidays, let's remember, all week, it's Be Kind to Animals Week. Right up until Sunday, then you can start being horrible to them again. No, of course not. We don't condone that on the show that goes like this. Be kind to animals always, but particularly during Be Kind to Animals Week, the 8th to the 14th of May. Whoever decided that had to happen, I don't know why, but they did. Also, rather excitingly, I'm sure many of you are aware of this anyway, but we do have to share occasional ridiculous holidays that are truly ridiculous, and you think, why does that exist as a thing? But I'm not kidding, all throughout May, it is International Respect for Chickens Month! Respect for Chickens Month. International. Does anybody really respect them? We consume them a lot. We get eggs from them. Does anybody respect their chickens? Maybe chicken farmers. That's probably about it. KFC and Nando's have got a lot to answer for. Here's another fashion-related track, suggested by Becky McNabb Grieve. Thank you so much, Becky. Always enjoy listening to this one. It's a member of this band's birthday today as well. Perhaps we better do celebrity birthdays after this track. Well, if you had to score a song from 1 to 10, we all know what this one's getting.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams. There's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game with a big fat A, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door with a 4-4-4, there ain't no man can replace. 'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on time. And if it's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
The anorexic chicks, the model sex, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. 'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. I bought a watch to time your beauty, and I've had a bit of second hand.
I bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love affair. 'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. Takes his toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
Phoenix FM.
Loved most of the stuff the Beautiful South have done. Perfect 10, brilliant track, brilliant lyrics, great tune. You want to harmonise with parts of it as well. Fantastic music from the Beautiful South. And as I alluded to, it was a member of that band's birthday today. So we ought to, without further ado, get straight in to some celebrity birthdays. It's the 9th of May. Who's celebrating today? Well, Billy Joel is 74 today. Actress Rosario Dawson about to play Ahsoka in the Disney Plus Star Wars series. She's 44 today. Alan Bennett, legendary playwright, is 89 today. Neil Razor Ruddock, ex-Liverpool and Wimbledon footballer, is 55 today. Former leader of the Liberal Democrats, Vince Cable, is 80 today. And from the Beautiful South, Mr. Paul Heaton is 61 today. Also, had they managed to live a ridiculously long life, one J.M. Barry of Peter Pan fame would be 163 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday today as well, very many happy returns to you from the whole team here at the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday night. Only enhanced by having this on, even if it's on in the background and you're just tuning in occasionally. definitely enhances a birthday. I'm pretty sure of that. So don't go anywhere. Fabulous. Let's have more music. We'll have a look at the weird world of news after this, I think. But firstly, I haven't been... I have been thanking anybody who suggested music so far. I keep thinking I haven't, and I have. Well, thanks. Thanks as well coming to Paul Saunders, who wanted to hear this one.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, can't go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby, blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Great to have your company tonight. Now, if you've not tuned in that many times before and you're wondering what the heck is going on, I'm about to pay a visit to the weird world of news. Occasionally, I like to bring strange, amusing, ridiculous news stories to your ears. And often it also incorporates things like life hacks, strange information, shocking information that you can't believe. And that is what we're going to look at tonight. So, first of all, what am I going to share with you? First of all, sorry, I just had to find a page and something came up on my screen I had to get rid of. Basically, there's a shocking detail about Walker's crisps that people are just learning, and it's been shared all over the internet in the last week or so. It's a little bit bizarre. Walker's crisps, probably the most popular crisp brand in the UK. Obviously, many brands of crisps are available and are all extremely wonderful. What are we doing with Walker's, though? Well, all their crisps go out of date on a Saturday. Yes, it's absolutely true. If you look at a best before date on any pack of Walker's crisps, it will always be a Saturday. Lots of people failed to believe it and then looked and are shocked, baffled, you know, perturbed even. It has been listed on the Walker's Frequently Asked Questions section of their website because people have been so, you know, gobsmacked by this fact, but the real reason is actually fairly mundane. One user on Reddit said, "Please be aware, every single packet of Walker's crisps go out of date on a Saturday." Someone checked and confirmed, "Just checked all the crisps in my house, can confirm all expire on a Saturday. What the heck?" Yes. And then Walkers have explained, in the manufacturing sites we work on production weeks, which start on a Sunday, all products produced in that week have the same best before date. As the week ends on a Saturday, the best before date will always end on a Saturday. There we go. Craziness. All Walkers crisps go out of date on a Saturday because their working week on their production lines goes from Sunday to Saturday. And I guess something that gets produced on a Sunday goes out of date the following week. Well, it can't be that long, but anyway, the end of a week. The end of a week, as far as walkers are concerned, is a Saturday. There's something shocking for you. I recently started working for a company that had dealings in America. They set me up with a Google calendar. It was infuriating me that the calendar ran from Sunday to Saturday. Then I realised relatively easy to change it. Online calendars can be tailored to your own desires within reason. And, for instance, you can pretty easily say you'd rather your week went from Monday to Sunday. So there we go. Don't say you don't learn things via the weird world of news here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Right, more music coming up. And this, courtesy of Bobo Roberts, is Sheer Madness.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems I'm bad, trying different ways to make a difference. The headmaster's had enough today. All the kids have gone away, gone to fight with next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits alone and vents his pain. Same old backsides again, all the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems I'm bad, trying different ways to make sure people do the days. Boys, lots of smells and lots of noise. Playing football in the park, kicking bush fights after dark. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes through breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through the day.
Phoenix FM.
Madness classic, baggy trousers. I have to say, when I was at school, I never had baggy trousers. I've had baggy trousers since, but not while I was at school. School uniform with baggy trousers. Bizarre. Wouldn't have been allowed where I went to school. Anyway, there is an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse, courtesy of this programme tonight, and in recent weeks, we have settled such debates as what makes you worry more, climate change or AI. 80% of the vote to climate change. What are you happier dealing with, words or numbers? 61% of the vote to words. When on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? 59% of the vote to swimming. And what would you miss more if it was gone, the internet or chocolate? 83% of the vote goes with the internet. So, we need a new intense debate to be raging this evening, and it already is. If you're on Twitter, you can cast your vote very easily. The question is very simply, in honour of what's been going on in my area today, hopefully it hasn't for you, but you never know. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? Yes, thunder or lightning, what is scarier? It's on Twitter right now, at Ben Sim Radio. Go there, single click or tap to cast your vote. It's the post right at the top of the profile. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? Of the votes that have come in so far, Lightning well ahead. But that could all change before the end of the show. Voting will close in about an hour and 15 minutes time. So that is all you've got to vote on this poll. It really does matter. On Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. What's scarier, thunder or lightning? Obviously, they go together to create a thunderstorm. You hear the lightning. You see the lightning. Well, then you hear the lightning in the form of thunder, I guess. Yes, proving that light travels faster than sound. But anyway, which is scarier? For me, I don't like the whole combination. If it's right above your head, I guess if lightning is hitting the ground anywhere near you, it's utterly terrifying. But I really don't like the rumbles, the noise, the thunder. Anyway, it's not for me to try to influence the vote. At Bensim Radio, cast your vote, single click or tap on Twitter. What's scarier, thunder or lightning? Let's move away from weather and go back to the wonderful world of clothing and accessories related music. Thanks to Leanne Jones, who wants to hear this next one. Classic from the artist formerly known as Symbol, who's now Prince.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, and that was Prince with Raspberry Beret. Thanks to Leanne Jones for suggesting that. And now I've got to give a special shout out to a friend of this show, a good friend of mine, someone who has featured on Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, who's been featured on this show numerous times over the years. Hello, I hope you're doing well, to my good friend Lainey Boyle. Recently, I say recently, I don't exactly know when you moved, but departed from London and has moved slightly north of London to the environs of London. I'm not going to say where you live because I don't want to give away your address. You might get people hanging around your front door. That would be weird. But hello, Lainey. Hope you're doing fabulously, fabulously well. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And a special hello to Finian, Declan and Cora, otherwise known as Lainey's children. Finian, Declan, Cora, can you stop making noise just for a minute? Because Mummy wants to listen to the radio to hear Ben giving everyone a shout out. Let's just then, you know, once this segment finishes and a song comes on, you can go crazy again. You can devour apples, leaving just the stalk or whatever it is. I've seen evidence. It's unbelievable. That was just Cora. But yes, and love to Nigel as well. Love to all of you guys. You're all fabulous. And I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening. Thanks so much for having this on, even if it is in the background whilst craziness is happening in your house. But yeah, good to know you're there, and have a great night. Right, well, I'm sure Lainey Boyle is this thing, but I also have to say thank you to Graham Noble for suggesting the next track. Remember, all the music you hear on tonight's show is loosely linked to the world of clothing and accessories, because today is Hooray for Buttons Day and Lost Sock Day. So, from Graham Noble, here are the Kinks.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. One week he's in polka dots, and next week he's in stripes. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavision army marches on, each one out. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as picky as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Kinks, dedicated follower of fashion. Remember, if you're just joining us tonight, all the music in tonight's show has been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners in the run-up to it on social media. If you want a shout-out, if you want to get involved, get in touch with me in some way or another. Ben Simmons on Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook as well, and also at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you get yourself onto Twitter, you can, with a single click or tap, cast a vote on tonight's intense debate. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? You can't put them both together in this debate. You've got to decide one or the other. Also, why not give it a retweet? Then your friends can see it. More people can cast their vote. Fantastic. So, yes, so much has already happened. We've had celebrity birthdays. We've found out that all Walker's crisps go out of date on a Saturday. We've found out it's J.M. Barrie's birthday today, as well as Billy Joel and Alan Bennett. And we've played tracks suggested by the likes of Phil Lunn, Paul Milton, Becky McNabb, Grieve, Paul Saunders, Bobo Roberts, Leanne Jones and Graham Noble. And heard from Right Said Fred, The Beautiful South, Madness, Prince. So many. It's all been rather, rather fabulous. And don't go anywhere. 98.0, at least up until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, our transmitter reaches East London, North West Kent, South Suffolk as well. But of course, online, you can find us at phoenixfm.com and listen live. And via the website, click on any show in the schedule and you will find the blog page for that show. So go to a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, click on the words, the show that goes like this. You'll find my blog page with previous episodes available to download. And in each episode at the bottom of the page is a link to the BitLol Live League table and to all kinds of other stuff as well. But worth checking out our website. There's loads of great things on there. It's really, really marvellous. Right, time for more music. Not very far away now. BitLol, shall we whet your appetite once more? Go on then. Ben's impossible question. League of Legends. Some people find it stressful.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'm on edge here. But my heart's pounding. Come on. That music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay.
Yeah? That's terrifying. Terrifying.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed through all of that.
Yes, another BitLol competitor will be on these airwaves in just over 15 minutes' time. Something very exciting to look forward to. Where will they end up on the league table? You can find all of that out by staying here on the show that goes like this, live on this Tuesday evening. Now then, a track suggested by the fabulous Mr. Kieran Mortel, who wants to find a track that is inspired by clothing. Oh yes, here's The View with Same Jeans.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? Or tell me, am I making a fool of myself? So, when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that's just made your head spin around. So get yourself together, you're jumping back on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you've done.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons bringing you the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, around about 11 minutes away from tonight's BicLol. I'm excited, I hope you are too. If you've just tuned in for the first time and thought, what the heck is BicLol? It's an acronym that I've coined, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. If you're a fan of Top Gear and you know they used to get celebrities to drive a lap in the car and based on what time they got, they'd put them in a league table. It's a little bit like that, but with a guessing quiz. That's very exciting, even if I do say so myself. So stay tuned. Just past 7 o'clock when tonight's BicLol will be on the air. Marvellous, something most definitely exciting, something most definitely to look forward to. We'll have another track. We'll have another quick visit to the weird world of news. All before 7 o'clock. That's marvellous. Well, here's another track suggested by you, of course, because most of them are today. Rob Stanley wants to hear The Cardigans. And I've played Love Fool so many times, Rob, so let's have Erase and Rewind. Another great track, Cardigans from Sweden. Well, you probably need a cardigan.
Hear me say,
Phoenix FM.
Cardigans, Erase, Rewind. It's coming up to 7 o'clock. I've got to do a very quick link to the Weird World of News once again. Then we'll have one more track. And then tonight's Bic Lol will be on. So those quizzes amongst you who love guessing numbers, get ready to guess some more. If you've not heard Bic Lol before, you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, just stay tuned a few more minutes. It's worth it. Anyway, over to the Weird World of News for the second time tonight. We found out already this evening that all Walker's crisps go out of date on a Saturday. Bizarre, but simply because Walker's processing plants run their week from a Sunday to a Saturday, so they just all go out of date at the end of a week. There we go. Anyway, what about this life hack that someone has been using whilst on holiday? There's nothing worse than unpacking your suitcase when you're on a trip when all your clothes are creased and unsightly, having been stuffed into a case for hours. Sometimes hanging things up doesn't help. So what do you do if you can't find an iron? Well, one innovative person has posted a video on TikTok and it's gone viral. Yes, there's a man using a saucepan full of boiling water to iron his clothes. Not only is it not as ridiculous as you might think, it actually works. People are now trying to adapt the idea and saying that if you put a tea towel or something in between the garment and the hot saucepan, it would probably stop it risking getting any marks from the bottom of the saucepan on it. But some other people saying things like, "This has blown my mind. I want all of us to take ironing clothes this seriously." Yes, it's gone viral. Lots of people think it's a phenomenal idea, and it does actually work. If you've got a flat surface and you put your garment on it with a crease in it and put a saucepan full of boiling water on it and apply pressure from that saucepan, it will actually work. It will actually remove the creases. Obviously, without the same finesse of an iron, which is actually designed to do it, but there you go. If you find yourself in dire straits, and they're not coming up musically tonight, but if you need an iron and don't have one, a saucepan of boiling water might just do the job for you. See, you can learn things by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Utterly fantastic. Well, I'm getting excited. There's basically just one song left between me, you and another raging Bic Lol that's going to take place. I'm sure the competitor is nervous. I'm sure the competitor is getting themselves mentally ready as best they possibly can. It's coming up very, very soon. First, though, we have to thank... who do we have to thank? Oh, Gillian Roberts, of course. Thank you, Jill, for suggesting the Sugar Babes and Red Dress.
Taking
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday evening, which can only mean one thing. It's now time on the show that goes like this for this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, I'm excited this week that Bic Lol is back once again. It was back a few weeks ago, then has had yet another couple of weeks hiatus. And here it is again tonight. Everyone's been waiting for this. And we need a fantastic competitor to take part in Bic Lol. Here he is. Let's say hello to the brilliant Mark Campbell.
Hello. Lovely to be with you, Ben.
Well, it's fantastic of you for being here, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, we've had a couple of bank holiday weekends. It's been nice. And yeah, I've enjoyed the coronation.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it was quite spectacular.
Genuinely quite enjoyed it, and as well as being amused by it. So it's been all right. Thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you're quite a sci-fi fan, aren't you? I've always been a massive sci-fi fan. Are there any sort of relatively recent films you could recommend, or do you have an all-time favourite sci-fi film or series or anything like that, or is it too difficult to choose?
Well, my go-to best film is always 2001.
Ah.
I've slightly not fallen out of love with that, but it is a very cold film, isn't it? It's not very emotional. I mean, it's brilliant. It's absolutely superb in every way, but it's a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's not sci-fi, but It's a Wonderful Life is sort of up there at the top of my favourite.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. I've always been a massive Star Wars nut, and I think the original Star Wars just came out at a time then when I was old enough to appreciate films. It was being shown on TV every Christmas and everything. Yeah. And I've just been obsessed with Star Wars ever since.
I mean, I saw it at the cinema. So I was about 10, I think, when I saw it, which is like the perfect age to see it.
Yeah.
I remember talking to someone else who was older than me who saw it. And he's old enough to drive. He said he drove to the cinema, watched it. He was so overwhelmed by it, he forgot he'd driven to the cinema, caught a bus home.
Brilliant. Yeah. There's only one film where it's finished and I've kind of just not got up and just sat in my seat trying to sort of take in the ending and what it all meant and everything, which was Fight Club.
Right.
And because it was bizarre all the way through, and then you found out that Brad Pitt was just a figment of Edward Norton's imagination.
Oh, no, spoilers.
Well, I'm guessing most people are familiar with it now. But that the ending of it, I was kind of like, I don't understand what's just happened. Has he killed himself? Has there been anarchy? Are there bombs going off everywhere? Is it all imagined? I don't understand.
Yeah. That makes you want to go and rewatch it again. It's a good film. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for ages. And it's got Meatloaf in it, which is a bit random as well.
Man boobs.
Yeah. Now, obviously, this is a slightly random quiz where you have to guess the answers, but you're quite an expert at quizzes, really, aren't you, insofar as you set quiz questions for well-established programmes?
I do, yes. The rumours are true. I set questions for Mastermind and Only Connect. I mean, they're not random. They actually require a bit of effort to research them. But, yeah, I do those, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite impressive. And didn't you appeared on The Chase as a contestant?
Yeah, a few years ago I did a chase against Sean Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
The Dark Destroyer. And we were picked at the post. I think we had 27 grand between three of us. And we got 21 in the final round.
Wow.
And Bradley said, oh, that's fine. That's good enough. And unfortunately, he picked us to the post.
Oh.
Four seconds to go, and he beat us. But it was very tense, and it was great fun, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I don't know if this is going to be quite as tense as The Chase, but there is a sort of musical jingle to try and ramp up the tension a bit. So are you ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Just to recap for you then and the listeners, there are three questions, as ever, in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. First question has the highest margin of error. The answer's between 1 and 10,000. The second question, slightly smaller margin of error, the answer's between 1 and 1,000. And the third question, very small margin of error, the answer's between 1 and 20. Are you okay with all that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Right then, Mark, best of luck. It's time for Bicklol. So, question one. As a man who knows a lot of different quiz shows, the longest running quiz show on British television is Countdown. How many regular episodes of Countdown, as of yesterday, have ever been broadcast in the UK? How many episodes of Countdown ever broadcast in the UK?
How long have we got to think about it?
Well, I can see you, obviously, just so the listeners wouldn't think anyone was looking anything up. You've got maybe a maximum of 30 seconds.
Well, it's got to be in the region of 6,720.
Is that your answer? 6,720, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's locked in as an answer. Question two. Now, we know each other through working on the immersive show Peaky Blinders The Rise in London, where you do sterling work selling merchandise occasionally as part of your role. This is a very niche question. I love this. What was the daily merchandise sales for last Saturday, the 6th of May? So the take in pounds in merchandise, it's rounded up to the nearest pound.
But are the we take inside and outside merch?
We are. It's the whole of merch. Obviously, there are two shows on a Saturday, but it was the coronation. So has that affected anything? I can't say either way. The daily take of merchandise at Peaky Blinders The Rise last Saturday.
What? What's the ratio? What's the range?
Well, it won't be any more than £1,000, and it won't be any less than £1, but you've got to guess what it was.
Actually, it's quite low, there was a 680,
okay. Right, and then the third and final question. Your surname is Campbell. I'm guessing you're not related to this person in any way, but you may be and may have insider knowledge. Naomi Campbell is a famous supermodel who is currently 53 years old. How old was Naomi Campbell when she began her modelling career?
That's hard, isn't it? 19. 19.
Okay.
That's probably wrong. I think it's probably a lot lower, but I'm going to say
19. Okay, well, I'm pleased to tell you, Mark, for you now, Bicklol is over.
Hey! The stress!
The stress is over, so well done.
Thank you.
Right, I'm just doing some quick maths in my head. And I think you've done pretty well. So I can tell you, question one, the question was how many episodes of Countdown have been broadcast in the UK? You said 6,720. The correct answer was 8,015.
Right.
So, not bad. You're 1,295 out there. Okay. Or you could be 10,000 out, you know. Question two, the daily merch take on Peaky Blinders The Rise last Saturday. Now, I don't know if you've got inside knowledge here, but you're close. You said £680. Correct answer was 623. So, impressive.
Pretty good.
Yeah, just 57 out.
Whoa, just one hoodie out, one hoodie and a mug out. Wow.
nice.
And then, hearing,
you guessed that Naomi Campbell was 19 when she began her modelling career. Correct answer was 15.
Yeah, I didn't know which way to go with that one.
But yeah, that's still respectable, which gives you a total score of -1,356. Which I can tell you will put you in 12th place on the leaderboard.
Oh, okay.
out of 27 people that have ever done this quiz. You're in the top half.
I mean, just by the sound of it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still, I'd say that's quite respectable. Anything under 2,000 is pretty good, really.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks.
Well, it's been fabulous of you to take part. Have you?
That's right. I thoroughly enjoyed it, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, as you may not know, the only reward you get for taking part, other than seeing your name on the league table in due course, is to introduce the next song. And I understand you do also, like myself, present your own radio show as well. So do you want to give that a plug first?
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I present a hospital radio station that's also on the internet. It's Valley Park Radio. So if you Google Valley Park Radio, it comes up there. And it's broadcast live from Downth Valley Hospital, which is near Dartford in Kent. So it's about, you know, a couple of miles from where I live. And it's one of the few hospital radio stations still going. So and we're having a sponsored around-the-clock 48-hour marathon in September, which I've agreed to go for. I'm being doing something like 4 to 6 in the morning on that.
Oh, wow.
I know. But it's a really – it's a cool little station. And, you know, we're all volunteers, so it's all sort of, you know.
Yeah, amazing.
Make money for it. Mm.
Sounds fantastic. Wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
And then, well, one final thank you, Mark. And then I will let you know the track we're going to play next, because a lot of today's show is related to clothing and accessories. The next track is going to be Umbrella by Rihanna. So in your own time, feel free to introduce Rihanna. And thanks again.
That's right. Well, very appropriately for today, because looking out the window, I can see it is actually raining. We have Rihanna with Umbrella.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller. We fly higher than weather. And she clouds are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Don't be alarmed, coming to me.
There's no place
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna and Umbrella. Huge thanks again to Mark Campbell for taking part in Bic Lol. Takes his place forever on the leaderboard. Currently at position number 12. That could change in the weeks to come depending on how the subsequent performers do. But yeah, congratulations, Mark. Very respectable score. Well played, sir. Well played. And thanks again. Yes, so plenty more great music to come that's clothing and accessories related. Why are we doing that? Because it's Hooray for Buttons Day today, as well as Lost Sock Day. But don't forget as well, it's National Teacher Day. All week it's Be Kind to Animals Week. And all month, genuinely, it's International Respect for Chickens Month. Why that exists, I'm slightly annoyed about, but I have let it go for most of the show tonight. The intense debate still raging on the Twitterverse at Bensim Radio. If you want to cast your vote, it's the top post on the profile there. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? Single click or tap on the poll to cast your vote. All I'm going to say is a handful of votes either way could swing it right now. It's pretty, pretty close. Result will be revealed in about 30 minutes time on the show that goes like this tonight. Still going to pay a visit or two more to the weird world of news, and we're going to play lots of great music that's been suggested by you lovely legend listeners, like this next one, courtesy of Maria on the Isle of Wight, who wants to hear Paul Young. Thanks, Maria.
Your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had romance, did you break it by chance over me? So I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. My home. Oh, you keep telling me, you keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? Everybody knows. Well, I love them and I leave them, break their hearts and deceive them everywhere I go. Don't you know that I'm the type of man who is always. Ooh,
is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. Paul Young, Wherever I Lay My Hat. Thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight who wanted to hear that. And I've just realised that I have been having communication from another friend of the show whilst the last few tracks have been on. I told her I didn't have one of the songs she requested, but there's a different song she requested earlier on that I totally do have access to. So whatever she may have subsequently requested is kind of irrelevant. Anyway, Rachel Willett, I'll talk to you directly. Huge apologies for whatever I've messaged you in the last half hour or so. I'd always intended on playing the next track in your honour, so look forward to that. Anyway, hope you're fabulous. I know you were crumbling feta earlier on. I had a cheese board last night, and I sampled some Black Sticks Blue cheese for the first time, which is very nice. Ironically, Black Sticks Blue is sort of an orangey cheese. But a blue cheese nonetheless, but enjoyed it. We had brie as well. We had some grapes. We had some stuffed peppers. It was a veritable nighttime picnic, but marvellous. Hope you're enjoying your crumbled feta, however that went into your dinner. Marvellous. Yes, now, another visit to the Weird World of News is called for, and possibly slightly morose visit to the Weird World of News, but this is what has just popped up in my weird part of the internet that I like to look at. That sounds bizarre, don't worry. Anyway, it's about the origin of the phrase bite the bullet. It's a popular idiom with a disturbing history, but clearly with reference to a bullet, it's going to potentially be something to do with violence somewhere. But nowadays, it means just stop doing something, doesn't it? But, yeah, literally, it dates back to wartime, and with soldiers being injured before the advent of anaesthetics to distract them from painful surgeries, they would often be asked to bite down onto a bullet whilst they were having their war wounds treated. There is an alternative theory which thinks it might come from the Indian Rebellion of 1857, and experts have explained the powder cartridge used for rifles had a paper cartridge that needed to be bitten off by the soldier before they loaded it into their gun. So when the native Indian troops heard the cartridges and bullets were greased with pork and beef fat, they refused to fight because it's against their religion to ingest cow fat. So if they bit the bullet, they would be doing something they weren't comfortable with. Wowzers, there you go. I like to share occasionally information with you on the show that goes like this. Maybe you found that interesting. Maybe you can do some more research on your own time. More than I've got time to devote to it on this programme tonight. We've got 35 minutes left. We've got 6 or 7 songs still to squeeze in. Possibly another visit to the Weird World of News before I leave. The results of the intense debate and yet again celebrating the ridiculous holidays that occur on the 9th of May. Don't go anywhere. Especially you, Rachel Willett. Here's your song you requested earlier on and then we all forgot it had happened. Tom Jones, definitely Leaving His Hat On.
There.
right. No, all the lies. Come back here, stand on that chair. Ooh, baby, that's right. Raise your arms in the air. Now shake 'em. You give me reason to live. 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 Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart.
They don't believe in this love of mine.
They don't know what love is.
They don't know what love is. They don't know.
FM. It's a bit weird, isn't it, imagining someone with no clothes on whatsoever but a hat. I guess it all depends the kind of hat. You know, if it was a bloke with a big sombrero, bit bizarre. Bowler hat, still quite bizarre. Top hat, don't know if it's any different. Flat cap, If it was a woman with a fascinator, it's kind of not really a hat, is it? Anyway, I think I'm getting myself into a dangerous area. Let's move away from that area. It's 7:30 on Tuesday the 19th of May. Hope you've had a wonderful evening so far. We've still got a quarter of the programme to go. Plenty more tracks to squeeze in. And another visit to the Weird World of News. We've already heard tonight about the origin of Bite the Bullet, that all Walker's crisps are best before on a Saturday, and that if you have a saucepan of hot water, you can use it to iron your clothes. So don't say it's not useful to tune into the Weird World of News on the show that goes like this. Also, please don't forget, in less than 20 minutes' time, the intense debate will be completed for this evening. Voting will no longer be possible. We are asking tonight on the Twitterverse, what is scarier, thunder or lightning? I've endured both on the way to the studio tonight. Combination of them, never great. But which is scarier, thunder or lightning? If you had to isolate them, let's just try and imagine that for a moment. It's very, very close in the voting. Couple of votes either way could swing it. Get your vote cast at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap on whatever device you're using to cast your vote. Well, 28 minutes and 40 seconds left as of right now. So let's get back to the music, then we'll get back to the Weird World of News in due course. We'll sum up the intense debate. We maybe will dwell on again the ridiculous holidays of today. And remember, all month you should show respect to chickens internationally. What the heck is that about? Feel free to do your own research and let me know more about International Respect for Chickens Month, which I think is truly, truly ridiculous. Anyway, now, courtesy of Laden Tunchai's suggestion in the run-up to this programme, it's time for Nancy Sinatra. Great suggestion, Ladent. That song wouldn't have been the same if it was "You can leave your hat and boots on and your dress." Anyway.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and football fans will possibly be being excited this evening because it's time for the first leg of the semi-final of the Champions League tonight. Real Madrid taking on Manchester City, representing England. I don't know, I've just got this feeling that I don't want Man City to win. I think they probably will. I think they probably will win the Champions League this year. But, you know, with cases impending from the Premier League about breaching financial fair play rules, you can't help but feel they've bought their success, Manchester City. Yes, they played some wonderful football along the way. It's not the fault of the players and managers. It's the fault of the directors who knew what they were doing. But if they're found guilty, I'm not sure that any of their success is going to be fully validated, really. You know, bizarre situation. But I don't want them to win. I don't think that's ever happened before, a British team be taking part in a European game and I've actively wanted them to lose. No, that is, it has happened before. I don't like Man United. I support Liverpool. I can't help it. I'm biased. That's the way it is. Anyway, enough sports talk for this programme for one night. But yes, football fans, hope you enjoy your semi-finals this week. And plenty more tracks still to get in, so I'm going to not talk too much and squeeze them in. And thanks to another fellow Phoenix FM presenter, someone who's a stalwart of this station, the fabulous Xanthi Behrman, got in touch earlier on this afternoon, and clothing and accessories related came up with this offering. Great choice. You probably know it now if you didn't before. Heck of a long intro though, Xanthi. She does present the brilliant Grady Show on Phoenix FM. Do search the schedule and look out for it. It's fabulous. And as you know about me, I don't drink, I don't smoke. What do I do? Nothing else. There's nothing else left in life.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, makeup. Make sure they get your good side, good side. If the words unspoken,
throat. Send a treasure token, token. Write it on a pound note, pound note. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. There must be something inside. Don't follow the fashion. That'd be a joke. You know we're gonna send them, so everyone can take note when I saw you kneeling. Quiet words that you mean. Opening the eyeballs, eyeballs, pretending that you're Al Green, Al Green. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. And you're an all-time legend. I think the games have gone much too far. If the words are spoken, I get stuck in throat. Send a treasure token, token. Ride it on a pound note, pound note. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Inside, don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Inside, don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Inside, don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside.
Phoenix FM.
Adam Ant, Goody Two Shoes there, fantastic. Well, it's still the 9th of May, this is still the show that goes like this, about 20 minutes left before I leave you this evening, but don't go anywhere, loads still to be crammed in, loads more great tracks, most of which have been suggested by you guys in the run-up to the programme. And then we have got to deal with the final result of the intense debate tonight. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? Still very close. Handful of votes either way will swing it if you feel strongly. Cast your vote, single click or tap, at Ben Sim Radio. And also give it a retweet so more people can vote as well. Incredibly grateful I will be. Why am I now speaking like Yoda? Did not see that coming. Anyway, final visit to the weird world of news coming up, and then everything else will be squeezed in after that. But I'm going to talk to you now about black bollards in London. And yes, you have heard that correctly. But many people have been shocked to discover their original usage. Yes, you've probably seen sort of thin black bollards lining the streets in London, but where they were originally from may come as something of a surprise. The large historic bollards aren't quite what you might expect. It turns out they were active cannons once upon a time, stolen from enemies during war, and most people believe bollards in London would have been taken from ships which fought at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805. So, yeah, there we go. That is craziness. From the Battle of Trafalgar, and they now line the streets in London and are used as bollards. Yes, the British started to strip captured French ships and reuse everything of value, but the French cannons they found were too large to be retrofitted into British ships, so they sent them back to London, where some of them were used as street bollards, and another way to flaunt the victory over the French as well. Many of them had the cannonball pushed in at the top of the barrel to fill the gap, and the look worked so well on London streets that even with all the original French cannons used up, replicas were then made, and the design exists to this day. complete with a rounded cannon shape at the top. I did not know that. So you learn things by tuning in to this program, whether you wanted to learn them or not. Now then, time for another of your suggestions musically. And remember, it is Hooray for Buttons Day and Lost Sock Day. So we're playing all kinds of music that link to clothing or accessories in some way or another. And here's a suggestion from Bruce Stratton. I'm guessing, like Neil Diamond, he just constantly wears denim.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Neil Diamond, Forever in Blue Jeans. Very close to the end of voting in the intense debate tonight. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? All I'm going to say is one of them has taken a clear lead over the other now, so you've probably got about 5 minutes left before voting closes. I'm going to play one more track and we will then find out the result. So before then, it's time for this. Another fabulous suggestion from Gillian Roberts. I've recently got into the US Office, hard to believe, which started in 2005, ran for 9 series. I'm on series 5 at the minute. But this was the theme tune of our British version, which many say is much better.
Ever see a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side?
never see younger growing old, trying to make herself a bride.
It's very emotive, that track, isn't it? Brilliant. Stereophonics, Handbags and Glad Rags, the theme tune used for The Office here in the UK. Well, not too long now, less than 10 minutes before I leave you tonight, but you've got to stay here on Phoenix FM throughout the Tuesday evening. Rob Harvey with Synth City straight up after me at 8 o'clock, and then Siobhan Copeland with the R&B show at 10 o'clock. So great programming here for the rest of the evening as well. But I have to tell you, votes have been cast, have been counted, have been verified. It's all over. The intense debate for tonight has finished once again. What is scarier, thunder or lightning? And lightning is scarier, according to you lovely Legend listeners. 63% of the vote for lightning, 37% for thunder. Obviously combine them and it's incredibly scary, but that isn't what I was asking. What's scarier, thunder or lightning? The intense debate is over. Lightning is victorious. Here's the penultimate track tonight. I haven't heard this one for a while. Clothing related from Oasis.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is almost time up for the show that goes like this tonight. It's been the 9th of May. You've been fabulous. Thanks for listening. Remember, it's Hooray for Buttons Day and Lost Sock Day, hence all the clothing-related music. It's also been National Teacher Day. All week it's Be Kind to Animals Week, and all month, somehow, it's International Respect for Chickens Month. Don't be ridiculous. It's Alan Bennett's birthday today. It's Neil Ruddock's birthday today. It would have been J.M. Barrie's birthday today. Don't forget what we've learnt tonight. All Walker's crisps go off on a Saturday. You can iron a shirt with a saucepan full of hot water. Bite the Bullet was to do with operations for soldiers, and many of London's bollards were originally cannons used in the Battle of Trafalgar. Huge thanks to Mark Campbell for taking part in BicLol, taking a deserved 12th place on the leaderboard. I'll be back again next week, and we have decided lightning is scarier than thunder. For a song to play us out, it's Van Halen with Jump, brackets ER, which would have made Jumper. See, still clothing related, very tenuous, best way to finish. Rob's up soon, bye for now.
just how you